Hello, Ileana, and welcome to Sunday Southern Gospel. I'm your host, Harold Edwards. I've had several folks in the last couple of weeks tell me that they listen to this program. I appreciate you listening because the music has a message, and hopefully it will help someone make that all-important decision to follow Christ. That's what this program's about, to help someone follow Christ. First up today is a group called Fortner Brothers for Christ. It's kind of a country sound. You listen.
Get a grip on these handlebars that carry me. Call me gone, I'm leaving for eternity. You can put me in a box, but I won't stay. Glory, hallelujah, I'll fly away. Put me 6 feet under, notify my next of kin. You can lay me out.
Well, here's a favorite of mine. This is Big Mo.
You can't sleep tonight, for God is on the throne. So don't you worry, for you are not alone. In this time, you know God is always there. You can sleep tonight, for God is on the throne. You lay awake and wonder what the future holds. The evening news did nothing for peace of mind. This world keeps turning faster, spinning out of control. But Jesus told us long ago about the end of time. You can't sleep tonight, for God is on the throne. So don't you worry, for you are not. You know God is
far out of hand. You pray, but it still feels like God is far away. Remember that you're not alone. God is your dearest friend. You can't sleep tonight, for God is on the throne. So don't you worry, for you are not alone. In this time of great despair, you know God is always there. You can sleep tonight, for God is on the throne.
Highway, Satan says, come my way. He'll tell you every tempting lie he knows. Don't slow the pace you're going. There's peace and joy in knowing that the Savior walks beside you. Journey on, journey on,
journey on, though the way seems dark and dreary.
Journey on,
journey on, though your steps sometimes get weary.
There's a land you can inherit, a reward and you can share it.
Take the cross, he'll help you bear it. Journey on.
See your brother by the wayside, and you see he has no strength to journey on. Just stop and share his burden. He's your brother and he's hurting. If you help him, then you both can journey on. Journey on,
journey on, though the way seems dark and dreary.
Journey on,
journey on, though your steps sometimes get weary.
There's a land you can inherit, a reward and you can share it.
Take the cross, he'll help you bear it. Journey on,
journey on,
journey on, though the way seems dark and dreary.
Journey on,
journey on, though your steps sometimes get weary.
There's a land you can inherit, a reward and you can share it.
Take the cross, he'll help you bear it. Journey on.
Take the cross, he'll help you bear it.
Journey on,
journey on,
journey on,
journey on.
Go out, Elijah, out to the mountain. Wait for your desperate cry.
There was a wind,
a mighty wind, but no, he wasn't in the wind.
There was a fire,
a blazing fire, but no, he wasn't in the fire.
There was a big earthquake moving under his feet,
and though the ground did shake, still the Lord he did not see.
He heard a still small voice that gently filled the air.
He found him there,
he found him there,
he found him there.
Wait for the Lord to pass by.
gently fills the air.
You'll find him there.
You'll find him there.
You'll find him there.
Big Mo, we heard Joe Mullins and Ernie Haas, and now let's hear from David Crabtree.
Some sweet day, and everything from this life I'll ever borrow. I'm gonna leave it all behind. I know it was never mine. I won't need it in that land of no more sorrow.
Jason Haas and the Grandma Song.
When I walked into the hospital room, the family was gathered round. And as I saw my grandma lying there, nobody made a sound. Looked so tired and weary as she lay there in that bed, but a smile come on her face, and these are the words she said. I can go home now. Yes, I'm ready to go. I can go home now. I don't wanna fight no more. I can go. Trying to save my grandma's life, but I knew they never would. But grandma knew the time had come for her to see her Lord. And I guess as long as I will live, I'll remember her last words. I can go home. like a sword. So I found my grandma's Bible and began to read God's word. I read about how Jesus bled and paid for all my sin. So I got down on my bended knees and asked him to come in. So I could go home now. Yes, I'm ready to go. I can go home now. I'm not hellbound anymore. I can go home now. Oh, don't shed no tears for me. I can go home now. 'Cause my Jesus waits for me. Oh, yes, I'm ready to go. I can go.
He was saying, oh, I buried my husband that day. We climbed to the top of the mountain where some graves I knew there would be. And then I saw him kneeling down at the foot of this unmarked grave. My eyes filled with tears, my heart is swelled in pain. As I listened to the words he was saying, oh, I buried my husband that day. I wish I had listened to you. Then all those dreams Mama planned for me might have all come true. My eyes filled with tears, my heart is swelled in pain. As I listened to the words he was saying, Lord, buried my husband that day.
Mama, I was in Afghanistan when I got the news. But Mama, there was nothing I could do.
Came to the pool of Bethesda, where a multitude of sick folks did lay. It seems they were waiting for the troubling of the water, for the angel of the Lord came down that day. Then he looked upon one man with compassion, knew he'd been a long time that way. And to his surprise, he told him to arise, and he took up his bed and walked that very day. He said, 38 long years I've been waiting for the season, for the angel of the Lord to come down. But I had no one to put me in water when it's trouble. And I get lost in the crowd. Season, and it seems like no one really cares. Well, don't give up, just put your trust in Jesus. You will find he's a friend who's always near. There's too many people changing like the weather. It seems they don't know which way to go. Well, some they're still waiting at the pool of Bethesda. They're waiting for the angel yet to come. He said, 38 long years I've been waiting for the season, for the angel of the Lord to come down. But I have no one to put me in water when it's trouble. And I get lost in the crowd. Well, friend, don't put your trust in people. If you do, they'll only let you down. Trust in Jesus, there's no waiting for the season. No one will be left out. No one will be left out. No one will be left out. No one will be left out.
That was the Steve Bruce Band, and before them we heard Lorraine Stevenson. Now to close the show, here's my good friend Shalisa, and a great song that I believe she wrote this. It's called What Happened to Your Hands. It has a great message. Listen close.
When I was very young, I always wanted to know why Jesus had those scars and why he had to die. One night I dreamed I was standing next to a king. I reached for his hands as he smiled so tenderly. What happened to your hands? Scars go so deep. Were you wounded as a child? Or did you suffer for me? I've never heard anyone speak so lovingly as he stretched out his hands. Telling me day when I was hanging on the cross at Calvary, I was thinking of you, child, how I could make you free. That's why they nailed my hands to what happened to my head. That's why the scars go so deep. I was wounded for you. Now you have been set free. I'll be thinking of you, child. Remember me.
Well, that's all our time for today. And again, I appreciate all the good comments I heard about the program. You keep listening. We'll be back next week. Until then, this is Harold Edwards saying, too many Christians live their Christian lives inside their heads, but it never gets out through their hands, their feet, and their lips. Think about it. God bless you, friend.